Take your Bible and turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. A very familiar passage tonight. We've preached it every way from Sunday and on Sunday. But praise the Lord. You can't wear it out. And we thank God for it. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse number 1, He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will bear help, on this thought. What now? What now? As we see things taking place in the world, and the Bible has spoken of all these things that's happening. Amen. We're not taken by surprise, or you shouldn't be taken by surprise in any manner, any means, because we know what's going to take place. God's laid it out in His Word in particular fashion so that we can know the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. Amen. Praise God. We see the things in the different in the Scriptures, and how God lays this thing out and He tells us step by step, amen, the things that's going to happen. We see in Matthew chapter 24 how He lays out the things that's going to transpire before the end. Amen. And as we look at it, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29 that there's going to be appearance of a great pandemic. Amen. We've seen that. We've saw that. We've been through them before. Amen. In Revelation chapter number 13, He says that there's going to be a one world currency. We see that in the making. Amen. Right now, it's beginning to be real prominent about a one world currency. We see it also in Revelation chapter 13 that there's going to be a one world government. Amen. We're seeing them try to pull that together now. The UN is trying to make themselves more relevant or prevalent in the world. Praise God, so that people will begin to follow in one direction. Amen. Praise God. I won't say Church of the Living God. That's what we do. We follow in one direction. That direction's Jesus. Amen. That direction is the precious Word of God that God gives us so we might know Him and that free pardon of sin. Not only will we see a one world government, we will see a birth. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 13, the birth of a one world religion. Amen. We're seeing a world today that they're trying to bring us all in one envelope. They were saying somewhere or another that they've got the one world church already built. Amen. And we're all supposed to just go to it and worship it the way they want us to worship. Amen. I will tell them tonight, praise God, I'm going to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. I'm going to worship the true God and my Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who I'm going to lift up. The Bible also tells us that in the last days there'll be a rise of Israel as a military superpower in Ezekiel 38, that they will rise. And I want to say tonight that they're on the march. Amen. They're on the march. They're gathering power and they're gathering forces even as we speak. Amen. So the things that's happening shouldn't take us unawares. We're seeing nuclear powers being built, North Korea and Iran. Amen. They're starting to build a nuclear force. As I said this morning, we're seeing anti-Semitism all over the world. It used to be just Iran and just a few isolated places. Now we're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing Iran, praise God, and its proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, and the barbaric government, the regime, if you will, of Syria. Amen. The ones that's so wicked and vile that they would gas their own people that didn't agree with their politics. Amen. That's where we are today. We're seeing turmoil in the Middle East like we've never seen it before. And we're seeing Russia and China, praise God, coming into the realm and the regions of this, with a major purpose, praise God, as major players in this. Amen. So it doesn't take us by surprise because the Bible told us it would be this way. Amen. It's not to be unexpected because it's going to happen. Hey, you know, Pastor, because God said so. Amen. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows the end from the beginning, so He knows exactly what's taking place. We see this thing played out, praise God, in a major fashion. We see the Middle East, praise God, in turmoil. Praise God. And we see the day and hour and what we live in. We see the liberal media, praise God, perpetrating all these things. And what they're doing, praise God, they're offering so many distractions, it's unreal. You know, we've had the COVID-19. And then today they was talking about a new form of COVID that's come out and that nobody's got yet, but I've only seen it in two or three places. And so now that's a big story. That's beginning to build up and the crescendo into something big where probably in the next couple of weeks they'll want us to lock down and stay home. Hello? Amen. Just propaganda that's going out. Amen. Propaganda going out. Political propaganda. Amen. They want you to believe what they say and believe what, and for God's sakes, don't believe your lying eyes. Amen. Don't believe anything that you see because it's not really real. I mean, you heard it and you saw it with your own eyes, but it's not real. It's all make-believe. It's all fake. Amen. We need to open our eyes and realize, praise God, and what's taking place is just exactly what God said would be taking place in these last days. The political propaganda. And then we see the liberal media spinning their perversion. Have you ever seen perversion like it is now? Everything that you see on the television set, everything that you hear is perversion. It's perversion on every hand. It's perversion. It's sodomites and transgender and LBGTQR, what, STUV, everywhere that you look. Amen. Praise God. It's distractions. It's distractions to people. It's distractions trying to distract me and you, praise God, to what's real. Amen. No wonder, praise God, our hearts are so troubled. No wonder people are so confused in the day and the hour we live. But it oughtn't to be that way. It shouldn't be that way for children of God, praise God. We know what truth is. And we know what truth is in the Lord Jesus Christ because He is true. And everything that the Father said, Jesus has reiterated, praise God, in the Gospels and told us what to look out for, what to expect in the last days. Amen? So we should go into this with our eyes wide open. Amen. Expecting what the Lord has told us to expect. So what now? The question is, all this we know. God has manifested, He showed us to us, He's put it out there for us. So what now? What do we do with it? Amen. What do we do? We just, what we do with it is we listen to Jesus. Come on. What do we do now? We listen to Jesus like we've never listened to Him before. Make Him the head potentate of our lives. Allow Him to minister to us and minister through us as only He can. That's why He would say, let not your heart be troubled. We need to listen to Jesus. See, the disciples was going through something. Amen. They didn't know what was going, what they were going to do. They knew what was going on. They knew that Jesus wasn't going to die, praise God. He was going to be crucified and He would go to the grave. Now that resurrection part they didn't know about because they'd never seen it in that fashion before. So they was wondering what they were going to do. Said, how are we going to get through this? Because Jesus saying that He's got to die, He's got to be crucified, and He's got to be buried, and He's going to raise up. And they all said, well, we know He'll raise up at the last day. Mary said that. So they're beginning to wonder about these things. They begin to wonder, you know, if He's going away, if Jesus ain't there. Now listen to me. If Jesus ain't there, who's going to watch over us? Who's gonna instruct us? Who's gonna keep us like we've been kept for 3.5 years? Amen. They had become accustomed to His presence. Amen. Is there any wonder that disciples could go out and just brag on Jesus and lift Him up, praise God, and become disciples of Christ? Because they knew who He was. They had walked with Him, they had talked with Him, they had touched Him. Amen. They knew the power of the Most High God. Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Amen. Don't be worried about what's going on. Don't be worried, praise, who's going to watch over you. Don't be worried about who's going to take and protect you from your enemies. Amen. Who's going to protect us from our enemies today? Amen? Listen, who is going to protect us from our enemies? Do you think our military can? Absolutely not. Do you think anybody else can? Any special force can? Absolutely not. The only one that's going to be able to protect us from our enemies is going to be God Almighty and our Savior, Jesus Christ. See, that's who the people counted on. Every war that we've ever fought, praise God, is because people got on their face, they prayed, and they shook the face of God, they asked God's deliverance, they asked God for help, they asked God for protection, and God came through. Amen. Amen. And He'll do it again. The same God yesterday and forever is still on the throne, and He's still making a difference in the hearts and lives of His people. Still wanting to do for us, praise God, what we need Him to do even right now. So we see the Lord is playing out. They said, let not your heart be troubled. Their heart was troubled because they didn't know. There were some aspects of what was taking place they didn't understand. You know, in a manner, praise God, we've got it better today than they had. Hey, we've got the New Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know who He is. We know what He's capable of doing. We know the promises that He's made us. And we can hold to those promises. We have blessed hope. At faith, praise God, in Christ, praise God, unto salvation. Faith, praise God, hope in Christ Jesus. Faith with an expectation that's out of this world. It's greater than the enemies. It's greater than the forces that's around us. It's our hope in Christ, our Savior. But He say, let not your heart be troubled. He said, fellas, don't be fretful. Don't be worrying about it. He said, you believe in God. Hello? Who is God? Amen. He's the Father, our Savior. He's the God of glory. Amen. Praise God. He's the God of a God of the universe. Praise His holy name. That's who He is. He said, you believe in God. You believe in the God of the universe. He said, believe also in me. Amen. Who's Jesus? Jesus is the creator and sustainer of it all. He's the very architect of life. Amen. Praise God. And he's that keeps it. Not only does He create it, He keeps it. Not only does He create us, not only does He make us, but He keeps us along the way. As we journey through this walk called life, He's there to help us. He's there to minister to us. He said, if you believe in God, He said, then believe on me. Trust and rely and adhere to me. Amen. Just let me help you. Let me guide you along. Let me show you my way. His is the way that leads to righteousness. Amen. I said, His is the way that leads to righteousness. Not ours, but His. His righteousness is a perfect righteousness. That's right in the eyes of God. And God looked down upon His Son and He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Amen. When God looked on His Son, Jesus, praise God, there was no disappointment in His eyes. He saw His Son as that perfect Savior. He saw His Son as that perfect sacrifice. He saw that His Son as that perfect Redeemer of mankind. Amen. Everything He had done before redemption, praise God, was perfect and good. Praise the Lord, just like He said it over in Genesis. Praise God, everything He created was good till He finished that work. But praise God, when it come time to die for the sins of the world, God Almighty looked down upon His Son and He said, I'm well pleased. Praise God. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. So we see the disciples, they were troubled. And they thought, well, what now? And then they said, then we know that what they needed to do was just listen to Jesus. He had those words of truth. He had those words of comfort. Amen. We see those prophecies that He offers up. Those prophecies that was fulfilled and those prophecies that are to be fulfilled. See, He's not finished yet. We're not to the end of the book. Praise God, but we're speeding it up. It's just like this thing is on a roller coaster. It seems like almost every day it gets a little faster. Praise God, in one of these days, it's going to be like one of them roller coasters that they have. Praise the Lord, that they, you know, they go up and up and up, and then they go down, down, down. Praise God, one of these days, we're going to be on that roller coaster, praise God, of glory, and we're going to go up, 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 and there ain't going to be no down, down, down. Praise God, one of these days, we're going to go out of here, we're going to shoot off into glory, into the presence of an almighty God, and we're going to be with Him where He is. That's why He said, what now? What do we do now? We just listen to the Lord, follow the Lord Jesus Christ, love Him with all our hearts, love each other, praise God, like He loved us, and get ready to go home. Amen, glory to God. That's what a blessing, what a hope we have in Christ our Savior. Praise His name. The disciples was questioned. They was wondering. Amen. But Jesus Christ knows who we are. He knows what we need. He's concerned about us. And He's concerned about your future. Amen. Hello. Come on now. He is concerned about your future. Absolutely. Praise God. And He's working things out now for His glory. Amen. In your life and in mine. Praise God. So we see the prophecies and we see the disciples and the prophet's words. Amen. That he offered. I mean, these are the words that if you got a red letter, these are in red writing. What Jesus is saying. He was prophesying what would take place. Amen. He said, you know the Father, you know me. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Praise God. What a blessing. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. I don't know about you, I get excited every time I read that. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Amen. Magnificent places, palaces, dwelling places. But he said, praise God, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. What a blessing. God thought enough about me and you that he said, I'll go and prepare a place for you. So what now, praise God, we listen to Lord Jesus Christ, we believe what he says, and we get ready for that place that he's prepared. Amen. Start getting excited about it. Start thinking about it. Start meditating about it. I tell you what, I can't help it. I get in the study, or I get sitting around, and I get to thinking about what God, what Jesus has gone to prepare for me. And not only me, but all those that look for His appearing. All those expecting Him, praise God, any day. And I get to thinking about that, and I get to thinking about that He's prepared for me. That one day I'll see for myself. With my own eyes. Amen. What the Lord has prepared for me in glory. See, the disciples, he said, let not your heart be troubled, praise God. They could have been troubled. But praise God, the Lord's speaking to them. And he said, hey, listen, you have a witness of prophecy. You know, you can witness to the prophecies that's already been made. That's already been fulfilled. Amen. He said, just believe in God, believe also in me. Those magnificent places, Fred, that I'm going to go to prepare for you. He said, it's going to be better farther on. Ain't you glad it is? I'm glad it's not what it is already, but it's what it's going to be when we get home. Amen, praise God. We live here, there, and yonder in this world, but one day, praise God, our name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and one day, praise God, we'll march into the portals of glory, through those gates of pearl, and down that golden avenue, praise God, into the presence of the Lord. And He's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into your inheritance in the Lord. And He'll say, come on with me. Let me just show you. Praise God personally. Let me just take you on the grand tour of glory. Let me just show you the magnificence of this place. The splendor of this place. The goodness of the place. Let me just show you what the place that I have prepared. And the place that I have prepared for you. Glory, hallelujah. Can you imagine strolling down the golden avenue with Jesus Christ, our Savior? Praise the Lord as He's pointing out things, the things that we wondered about through the ages and didn't really know. Praise God, we won't have to ask Him about it. He knows all the questions before we ask, and He begins to lay it out and just tell us and explain to us and show us, praise God, the magnificence of His person. Amen. What a personality, praise God. He fits all the aspects that we ever dreamt of. He's the greatest hero that we could ever have. You know, as a youngin', we all had heroes. Amen. Different people had different heroes that we always looked up to, and you know, thought, you know, they done a wonderful thing. Some people looked at Wonder Woman. Some people looked at Superman. Amen. Some people looked at Batman and Robin, and some people looked at other. Praise God, I liked Underdog. Amen. He was my hero. Praise the Lord. He is a little fella, but glory God, he always come through. Amen. I could relate to Underdog. Amen. Glory to God. But he said, hey, no matter how small we are, no matter how small we think we are, glory, hallelujah, God said, one day we're going to be in His presence. What's going to happen then? What's going to take place is we're going to be magnifying and praising Him in the portals of glory in His presence. Amen. The old devil comes along and he says, well, you're just insignificant. You don't really matter. Amen. We may not matter much in this old world which we live in, but let me tell you something today. The devil won't like us, but you matter to God Almighty. You matter to the Lord Jesus Christ. He cares about you. And when you're troubled and you're upset, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's troubled with you. And He's there to encourage you and to bring you out of all your troubles. You know what He said? He's there to deliver us out of all of our troubles. When He calls us unto Himself, when He loves up on us, when He puts His arms on us, when He pulls us close. This lets us know that He said, let not your heart be troubled, because I love you, I care for you. Amen. He says it's going to be okay. Put all the doubts out of your mind. Amen. All these things that we see, He's told us is going to happen. He said all these things must come to pass. Amen. All these things I told you, all the things that's going to appear, all the things that's going to be taking place in the last days. But He said, don't worry about it. He said, don't let that trouble you. Just stay with me, because I've prepared so much goodness for you. I have so much love for you. I want to help you in so many ways. I'm so concerned about you and your future. And boy, have I got a spectacular future for you. Amen. Look, God, He said, what a spectacular future. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. Special. And He said, if I go and if I go and prepare a place for you. Now, let me ask you this. Did Jesus really go and prepare a place for us? How do we know that? They say he said so. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. Can Jesus lie? No. So Jesus has went, He's gone, He's prepared a place for you. Let me ask you another question. Are you prepared for that place? Amen. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? You've been saved by God's amazing grace through faith, trusting in the Lord, praise God, as your Lord and Savior, realizing what He done for you. He said, if you have, then He said, don't let your heart be troubled, praise God, because you are a child of God. You believe in God. You believe in Jesus. Amen. We believe that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit moved in your heart. He said, I prepare a place for you. And He said, I will come again and receive you unto Myself. He said, I'll come again. Amen. What does that mean? It means He'll come again. Just like He come the first time. He said He'll come again. Amen. Because how do we know? Because He said so. See, we can rely on the Word of God. It breaks my heart, people that say, well, I believe the Word of God, but there's certain parts of it I don't believe. First part of it, praise God, I believe it wholly.
I believe and this red right, what Jesus said, praise God, is the word of God, straight from God's mouth. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ. But he says, I will come again. He said, and receive you unto myself. He said, when I come, I'm going to receive you. I'm going to receive you unto me. He said, you're mine. Amen. He said, you're mine because I bought you with a price. I paid the price for you. You were on the blocks and block of sin. You were going down in sin. They were going once, going twice. Jesus stepped up and he said, praise God, I'll take them. I'll buy them. I'll pay the price. He took the bill of sale and he stamped it in his indelible blood. Praise God, paid in full on the cross of Calvary. Amen. Amen. He paid for our sins. He bought us from the auction block of sin that he might present us unto himself. He said, I'll receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Where am I? Where's Christ at? Today he's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. To hear our prayers and our pleas. Amen. The disciples were trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. They were trusting in the prophetic promises that was made by the Savior. Promises they made, praise God, that was filled through the life and ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. They saw it. And they seen it fulfilled, praise God, in the promise of His return. That Jesus Christ promised He would return, and they believed it. Amen. They went back, praise God. Hey, Paul said, during Paul's time, he said, we're looking for Him any minute. Hello? Over 2,000 years ago, they was looking for His coming, His return, expecting till He come. Why? Because they were believers. So what now? What do? We just listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe what He says. Take Him at His word. And when we believe, praise God, we believe in, we trust in, we rely on. He said, then we can be comforted by His word. His word that speaks to us, praise God. And that God's word will be fulfilled. Every promise that He made us will come to pass. Amen. I believe that today, don't you? Amen. If you don't, he's a liar. But every prophecy that He's made to us is either fulfilled or going to be fulfilled. Amen. In the days ahead. And so we in faith just believe on Lord Jesus Christ. We believe, praise God, that we might receive. Let me give you a bit about five or six people right quickly who believed on the Lord. And we'll go to the house. You remember old Noah? Noah, God told him to build a big old boat. And the Bible said that he believed God and he began to build a boat, preaching for 120 years the righteousness of God. Amen. And he believed God. He believed the Father, praise God. And the Bible says that he and his household was saved from destruction. Amen. Because of his faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in God. And then there was another, an old faithful Abraham. Oh, Abraham, praise God. God said that he had become the father of a nation. Amen. And Abraham believed God. And God, He said, it'll be as the sands of the seas and as the stars of heaven for multitude. That little nation of Israel, praise God, it just keeps a growing. Bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. Because Abraham believed God. Amen. And then there's Joseph. Remember Joseph? Amen. He was born in the family of Israel. Praise God. He come to a point in his life that his brothers was jealous of him. They sold him into bondage in Egypt. They thought it was a thing of retribution to get rid of him, to get the shed of that brother that the father was well pleased with. But little to know it was that it worked out for their benefit that Joseph would preserve him a posterity in the land. Amen. That he would go down and he would become a ruler in Egypt because he believed God. It'd been easy for him to curse God and just done his own thing. But he went down to Egypt and he stayed with God. He done what was right. And God blessed him and made him a ruler in Egypt to the saving of himself and his people. Amen. God did that. So what do? We just listen to Jesus. We listen to God. And then if you want to go to the New Testament, we got Paul. Saul of Tarsus becomes Paul. And Paul believed God. And God began to fill him with his word, praise the Lord, and began to put the word of God in him. Amen. A man who was messed up in his thinking, he was messed up in his theology. But God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, on the road to Damascus, He shook him awake and got him to realize. He blinded him of things of the world and blinded the things of self. And Saul seen Christ for who he was. And he asked him, what would you have me to do? Amen. What to do? What do I do now? Lord said, if you'll just listen to me. Oh, Saul of Tarsus become Paul, and he began to listen to God. Listen to Lord Jesus Christ. And he was able to write 13 books of the New Testament for God's glory and for our benefit. Praise God. And then there was old faithful John. Amen. Remember John? John the beloved. The one who laid his head on the breast of Christ. Heard the heartbeat of God. Amen. I believe that's something John never got over. Amen. When they was out on the boat, and Peter said, I go fishing. They went out on the boat, and they fished all night and didn't catch nothing. They looked up, and they seen Jesus. He had already kindled a fire and had some fish on the fire. He said, who is it? John said, it's the Lord. Amen. Who else but the Lord? But John believed God. Amen. Praise God. And he received the letter of revelation. The revelation, the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He made it manifest so that the whole world could see who Jesus Christ was. Amen. So it would be brought down to usward. So we would know Him like John knew Him. Amen. Praise God. John said, I saw the Lord. Praise God. Amen. He saw the Lord because he believed God. So what's next? What now? Praise God. What do we need to do in these last days that we live? We just need to listen to Jesus. Listen to what He's told us. Listen to what He has to say to us. Listen for Him to speak to us, to give us guidance and direction to help us in these last days that we live, that our last days might truly be the best days for Christ. Amen. To lift Him up, to magnify Him, to give Him praise, to encourage others to get in. Praise God, this is the best thing the world has to offer is our worship of Lord Jesus Christ. To trust Him, to believe on Him, to adhere to what He says, to take Him at His word. Amen.